John Albert's been playing down in St. John's?
He's played good in St. John's. I know there's a couple of players that are playing quite well there, so he might have choices. But he's played pretty well, played pretty consistent.
What did the decision come down to in choosing John?
Well, there's different factors all the time. You're just trying to move people around, see what's what, and we'll see what takes place.
For a different mix on that fourth line, maybe?
Possibly, yeah. Possibly a different mix and moving the center and maybe moving the guy to wing and seeing what's going on there and see if that works.
You didn't see Evander this morning until you got an update on his condition?
Well, it's day to day, but I mean, he won't be in the game tonight. So we'll just take it from there. Tomorrow's another day. We'll just take it from there.
What are your expectations for Albert?
He just needs to be able to just hold his own. You know, you just have to trust the way that he plays. He's good on faceoffs. He's been good on penalty kill. He's been a guy that's played with speed. He just needs to earn the trust of the coach and the staff. And, you know, can he just help us? I don't need him to do anything more than he's been doing down there. He's been playing with good energy. That's the situation that role requires. And that's what we'll look to see how he does. Possibly, yeah. We'll wait to game time and see what the roster brings us.
Expecting from the Rangers.
Well, I watched them play the Vancouver game. You know, they're going pretty good. They're going good this month. They're going good here at home. They've got a home stretch, so they'll be ready to go. I think both teams are fairly close to the same. They'll be trying to exploit our weaknesses as we will be doing theirs. You know, so they have a team that is a good team. And I think we're a good team as well. So we have just as good a chance of winning this game, and we need the points just as they do. So we're expecting them to play hard and to play to win.
I've seen them a lot the last couple of years. How has their system changed under Vigneault?
I don't know if it's changed a whole lot. You know, I think that he's probably adjusting from the Vancouver days with the personnel he had there versus this personnel. I don't see them changing. They're Alain's a good coach. He knows how to formulate the best for his team, and they're going to be a good defending team. That's clear. I don't think they score a lot of goals, so their power play's been going. So I don't see a lot of change in them. They got some things they do a little differently, but I think we're focusing more on our game than their game, really. We know their personnel.
You know, Rick Nash probably better than most.
I know, but yeah, half their team. That's half of Columbus's team there, you know.
Is that an advantage?
You know? Rick Nash is a good player. He's going to be a good player against any opponent. I don't think it matters who he, you know, if he plays his A game, he's going to be all he can handle, you know. That's what those type of players can do. You know, we've had Strahlman and Brassard and Dorsett as well, so I know those their games. They haven't changed, they've just matured, so. You know, that doesn't really make a big difference in our preparation or our way of handling the game.
The team dinner this week and the trip to New York, do you see this trip as an opportunity for the guys to sort of come together a little bit?
Yeah, it's a good team-building trip for us. We have a little bit of time, you know, we had an outdoor practice, which was good in Central Park. So you get a chance to go out a little bit together as a group and do some different things. So I think that's good. We have to still have to be able to play on the ice. For us, it's a good trip, but we want to make sure that our performance is good as well.
Thanks.
Thanks.